just, I was turning it the other day, and there's a family of mice that are living in there.
Oh, so you gave them a little amusement park ride there.
Pretty much, yeah. They have their own little home and everything, and my cats like it, but I'm concerned about using the compost in my vegetable garden. I wasn't sure if it's okay to use it, even though mice, like, you know, because they're going to the bathroom in there and everything, I wasn't sure if it was okay to still use the compost.
Gasp, the little fiends? You mean you didn't diaper them, Melissa? You know,
I've been busy.
You know, I see this occasionally in my tumblers and spinners. One time I went out to turn one of these giant spinners, which is really just, I think it's a 75-gallon shipping barrel for olives originally.
And then
And then they put them up on spindles and drill a few holes in them, round holes. Well, I remember going out a couple of years ago and turning it, and after it was done turning, seeing a cartoon mouse stick its head out of one of the holes with its eyes spinning around, going like, what the heck just happened? So this happens, and I don't worry about it too much, but I'm not sure that I'm correct. Especially, you worry me being in New Mexico.
Okay.
Because isn't this like the home of Hathavirus?
You know, that's why I was concerned, and I wasn't sure if it was transmittable through soil or, you know, exactly how that works. So that's...
My understanding of this viral disease is that it's present in either the urine or the fecal matter of the mice, and it's dangerous when it's inhaled. Because I know even in our part of the country, when hunters open up their cabins and they sweep it out, guys have gotten sick because they've inhaled all this, you know, dusty material. It would seem to be a perfect way to transmit.
Okay.
So the first thing I would suggest is I wouldn't worry about it too much in the sense that, I mean, you're not going to get a lot of nutrient content from what the mice are leaving behind, but it is little mousy manure, and it'll actually help your plants grow. But if you think there's been a lot of mouse action in there, I would consider that it would probably be judicious to wear gloves if you don't normally. As I get older, I try to wear gloves more often in the garden. I finally found a brand of glove called the Bionic glove that I absolutely adore. It's more like a batting glove for baseball or a cycling glove. It's very tight and yet loose at the same time. It really protects your hands, but it's not the kind of glove you keep wanting to pull off so you can feel what you're doing. And then I think mixing it into the soil is going to make it a lot safer. Keep the compost moist. If you open up the composter and it's all finished and the compost seems a little dry, spray it down a little bit, just mist it down a little bit, and mix it into the soil, and there'd be no danger whatsoever. If you wanted to be super duper cautious, you could wear a dust mask while you're actually handling the material. But for instance, it's my understanding that if these hunters had worn a simple, you know, 50-cent nuisance mask that you use when you're, you know, working with wood or something like that, you know, protect your lungs from sawdust or insulation, there wouldn't be any issues. And, you know, if you want to worry about it in the future, you know, check to see if this has been a problem in your area. The local health people will know. And maybe just put some simple mouse traps around your compost to intercept them.
Oh, okay. That's a great idea.
That's why we get the big money here, Melissa.
Thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate it.
All right. My pleasure. You have a great year. 1-888-346-9499. Heath, welcome to You Bet Your Garden.
Howdy, sir. How are you?
I am fine. How are you, sir?
I am doing fantastic in North Carolina.
Well, of course you are. How can you do poorly in North Carolina?
Exactly. Beautiful state to live in for those that haven't been around.
It is. It is absolutely gorgeous. My brother lives at the southern tip of the Virginia Beach area, and every once in a while we like to troll on down a little further south and see what's happening down around Kitty Hawk in that area.
Oh, beautiful area, which is perfect segue. I'm in the Air Force. That's what I do, so birthplace of flight. But anyway, sir.
Well, we have been to the birthplace of flight. We saw the flat surface that they have there in their honor, visited the kite shop right nearby, and did all those things.
Oh, yes, sir. It's awesome out there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area. What can we do you for?
Well, sir, it's because the weather in North Carolina is so beautiful in the summer, I have banana trees in my yard.
Excellent.